Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Austin J, owner of CommuCommunity.com, and today I just wanted to talk about a topic, you know, a little bit lighter on the mind: relationships. Now, this modern time I feel like we're living in is it's quite interesting, man. When you talk about the dance that is romance, if you will, how does that really play out? I mean, we have so much stimuli in this universe. I mean, so many avenues to communicate. What is the best way to communicate, you know? I even think about the end game, right? You know, you meet people because you hope for maybe marriage, children, someone to build your life with so you're not lonely and miserable. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, do people growing up nowadays even think about that? Is it solely for one as opposed to the other? I think there was a time when there was traditional norms that might have came from ancient practices. You know, back in the heyday, you know, there was competitions for courtship, if you will. You know, I mean, if you even watch Animal Planet, you might see that as well. You might see, you know, some lions out there fighting for the lioness of the territory, what have you. It's just a part of life. It's just a part of our nature. We're competitive beings at times. But as things have evolved, you know, there's also elements of arranged, you know, relationships, even amongst affluent backgrounds, families. I think that's interesting too, because, you know, in the time that we're living in, it seems to be really, really centered around money a lot of the times. I mean, on every platform we see here in America, shout out to anybody who's listening across the world, but that's where we're stationed at. And, you know, being financially empowered is a huge, huge catch. It's a huge turn on. Is it the be all end all? Do we lose track of that true natural connection? You know, that birds and bees, you know, that chemistry. I think so. Everyone is very, you know, either they're worried and fear, or they have a greed element to them. It's just the life we live in right now, in America at least. Sometimes I do wish, or I will wonder what it's like living in a different place, seeing how the courtship is amongst people there, you know. I mean, I know for a fact this probably won't even get heard in a place like China, for example, due to censorship laws that they have, you know. And think about a place like Japan, right? Japan, they are actually worried about going extinct. Isn't that something that's crazy? Mankind, like in a part of the world, is actually worried about going extinct. I mean, this is something worth studying. I mean, this is something worth talking about, because it's like, you would think that, okay, I'm a man, you're a woman. You know, either it goes or it don't, but for it just simply to not go that much. And a lot of people say it's because there's ample stimuli you can pay for, acquaintances, I mean, of course, here in America, we kind of know that it's, you know, escorting, but, I mean, they literally have people that they will just pay just to hug them, you know? The Japanese are quite interesting when it comes to how they monetize service and what services they choose to monetize, but I've heard that women over there are just confused because they feel like men growing up now in this time of technology, this explosion, the technological age is making them distracted, the men that is, from women, and making them feel like they're not wanted. There's a lot of lonely women that they rather focus on careers. And that's not uncommon to America either. You know, I mean, the modern woman in this time sees themselves as wanting to establish themselves, being an independent individual, not having to rely on, well, it starts from not having to rely on the mother or father, but, you know, anyone else for that matter, for whatever they want, their goals and their dreams, careers. I think it's aspects of that that's commendable, but I have to admit, me being 26, sometimes dealing with women my age even, it's tough, because that is the age where they feel as though they don't know how it is that they're going to be the woman that they know they can be. And it's hard, man, you know, it's hard at times, you know, really just trying to say, look, man, let's just, at least for now, this moment in time, be happy with each other's company, you know. And the men, you know, I'm not saying we don't have a part to play in this. In fact, I'm talking about this so I can help inspire the conversation where we could talk about what it is that we could do better. I don't know, man. I really feel as though another big element in it from a guy perspective, and I'm talking about myself and others that I know, is social media technology, right? Facebook, Twitter, you know. I mean, back in the day, this was before my time, though. I never really had access to this, but there was instant messaging, AOL. There was Black Planet, you know what I mean? There was MySpace, you know what I mean? I wish I grew up in that time, to be honest with you, because from my older fam, they definitely, you know, were successful when it came to meeting different women in courtship. And I think it just got too saturated now. I mean, we at the point where we had even a platform known as Instagram, where women post pictures of themselves, you know. I mean, maybe guys do it too. I'm going to be 100% with y'all. For the most part, I see women in there, and they are taking pictures that are very flattering, I must admit. But, I mean, let's be frank about it. Is this really conducive to the dance that is romance? I don't know. I don't think so. Having a guy like a picture of a girl just haphazardly, honestly, just because he's just going on his timeline, just trying to see what's going on in the world, just ends up, you know, seeing something across his timeline that looked nice, and he says, you know what, that's a good picture. Might be a vixen or a model. Lord knows there's enough of those, but let's just say, because on Instagram, right, in case the older listeners don't know, who might not have this, or you know, maybe you're just not that savvy when it comes to a social media platform that is Instagram, but if I'm not mistaken, there is a part where others can see what it is that you're liking. So there is an element of spying as well. You know, what if there's someone that you follow on that, or they follow you, that might be interested in you? You know, y'all trying to develop something, and then they see that you're liking pictures of other people, and they start thinking all deep about, okay, is this really someone that sees or recognizes my true beauty? You know, that's natural. I can understand why someone would think like that. And now Snapchat. Don't get me started on Snapchat, man. Snapchat, for those that don't know, you can submit a photo or a video. They're little short snippets, about 10 seconds long, mostly. And after a certain time, they just disappear. Let's just say you could get really creative with that, alright? And, I just don't know, man. You know? I mean, me personally, man, I could just speak from experience. There's a girl that I was courting for quite some time, and, you know, I ended up realizing that she's on Snapchat all the time, doing all these, you know, posts, and she's getting all this attention from guys. I mean, I'm very secure in what we had from a relationship standpoint, but at the same time, you know, and don't get me wrong, this person wasn't even at all being that suggestive with her posts, but at the same time, you know, I think there's just that element of not even knowing that it could be possible, like, that Snapchat even existed. What else is next? You know what I'm saying? What is next? I mean, they just open up these live feeds, you know, on these social platforms like Twitter. Well, really, the Twitter partners with Periscope, Facebook, Instagram. What's next? You know? And then now I want to touch on dating apps. This is something I just found out about a few months ago. Alright? You know? After I was kind of just, you know, thrown into the same world. You know, my brother, I caught up my bro, you know, my older bro, he's just like, just trying to get some advice on how to go about things, you know. He's a married man, you know, so I'm thinking, okay, I could get some good advice. He said, you know what, man, you need to go on these dating apps now. That's what I hear people are really meeting. And I'm like, okay. Started giving them a shot, you know, one specifically, Tinder, which you all, I'm sure, have heard about. If not, let me tell you what it is. Tinder is a social networking dating app specifically, where, you know, you set a profile for yourself, highlighting, you know, things like your education, and just really just talking about yourself in a profile standpoint, having a few pictures up. And then you actually are able to select from a number of different, you know, choices based off of your interests, romantic interests, who it is that you would like to connect with. Now, man, Lord knows, man, I've been through so many issues up on that jump, man. That, excuse my DMV dialect, but I mean, the connection is quite simple, right? And they make it very easy. You know, you come across someone, you read up on their profile, and then if you like them, you select a heart, or you can select a super like, which is a star. If they like you, then a message will come up on your phone saying that there's a connection. And then it's up to someone to message the next. So one thing that's interesting to me is that I've had probably, I don't know, man. Like I said, I started this about a few months ago. I've had probably about 20 connections, maybe. And then I'm usually the first to message. Not saying there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I've heard time and time again that, of course, you know, it is traditional for a male to be the aggressor. You know, but hey, man. Maybe I just got the traditional 20 girls. All of them just all traditional. Not to mention the fact that the conversations that I've had with them were all, it's very hard to connect. It's just like, where do you start sometimes? And then after a while, it just got even crazier and crazier. I mean, the descriptions that these women would have of themselves, and, you know, just the sheer entertainment aspect of it. It was literally entertainment. I mean, like, I have to read y'all one specific. Like, it's pretty crazy. One specific one that just blew me. It just, excuse my DMV dialect, but there was a, not to mention as well, that the beautiful thing about Tinder is that it links you with people that are within range, so you can actually meet up with these people. Have I actually met up with any of these people? No. Just had a whole bunch of message sessions, right? Let me give you an example of one. This is one interesting one. This lady, I will not mention her name. She says in her story, just on here being nosy and having a lot of awkward conversations. I swear I have nice teeth. I don't know why I don't show them in my pictures. Not DTF. Who doesn't like dogs? Why do you guys have so many pictures of your animals? I would never understand. Okay, bye now. And me being the curious fool that I am, I actually messaged this girl. It was a connection I had. So I said to her, you by far have the most interesting, or you by far are the most interesting person I've been matched with. So she says, what? How do you know that? I could have the personality of a potato. I gave her the straight-faced emoji. And I said, potatoes don't have that much to describe them. She said, neither do I. I should have known this was a trap. She said, yes, and you've fallen into it marvelously. Elmo burning gif. I had to admit, it was kind of funny, so I just laughed. But I mean, come on, man. I mean, it is what it is, I guess, you know? There's other apps, you know, as well. There's Bumble. I actually ran into a few girls from my past on there. One specifically, I actually had the pleasure of reconnecting with. Hopefully, she and I can just build on the networking standpoint. We went to school together, very good school, and we had a very good rapport with each other. That one's interesting. Mumble's interesting because, for my fellas, you might like that, especially if you're not the aggressor type. On that one, you make, of course you do, it's pretty much the same concept. And as far as a matching standpoint and description standpoint of yourself. But then, if there's a match, it's actually up to the woman to message first. That's what I find out kind of interesting. It seems to me even the quality of matches is even better on that. So, I definitely recommend that, fellas. But you never know. You might even run into some people from your past. Anyways, I think the one that I like the most, however, is an app called Hinge. Why I like Hinge so much is because the difference between Hinge and Bumble and Tinder is that they actually care about that interaction between males and females. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that solely because that's what I believe in as far as romantic unions. Love is love. It's unique how they do it because they allow you to say, I don't know, have a category, but not even really a category. It's just kind of like different questions that they might pose. What's your favorite Disney movie? What are you thankful for? What religion are you? And you can really type out like really good descriptions, and it's like, boom, this is dope. You know what I mean? And if a person comes across your profile, then they will actually either like a photo, or they can actually comment on the photo, or they can make a comment on something that you said, you know, as far as your, like, you know, profile, personal profile, questions, or, you know, descriptions, what have you. It sparks the conversation. I have to admit, that's nice. It eases that tension. It eases that connection. You know, it's something I just started. But I hope to keep doing that one. I think it's just, it's something that might be fairly new and not a lot of people know about yet. I think that one is dope. Go to Hinge. Hinge, if y'all need a spokesperson, holla at me. You know what I mean? Because I believe in what y'all doing. Y'all have a nice little system program going. And even, you know, to the point where they actually emailed me about a survey. Yes, I filled out that survey. It was extensive, 43 questions, but it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to do it. And, you know, they were talking about in the questionnaire, like, okay, do you think things like education matter? Do you think things like body type, fitness, which, I mean, honestly, you know, it's like, in the pictures, you can kind of get all that, but, I mean, it was ample stuff they asked about, you know, like, careers, family plans. You know, you could tell that they want to ease that connection process, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. That's what the point of these apps should be, not for, you know, random data mining, you know, as they know in the computer science world, because a lot of these companies will take these data and submit it to maybe different studies, or you know, use it for their own, to build their own platform, or maybe connection based building their algorithms, what have you. But I'm talking about people. You can't really have an algorithm, you know what I'm saying? These are people, you know what I mean? So people are not a zero sum game, you know what I mean? Simple and plain. So I mean, go to Hinge, get that Hinge app. Let's get more people on Hinge. If you really out there looking for an app, I strongly recommend that. I got one more that I want to put out there, just because I heard about it from a show, pretty valued source, Insecure, called The League. I'm still on the wait list. Went up about, I think, like 1,000 spots since I joined, so hoping to keep moving up soon. Join that exclusive club, see how that can go. But that's the world we live in. I'm not gonna get too wordy with this, but I just wanna say that we are human beings. You know, and to be honest with you, I hate saying that at times. Human beings. Hugh was Hugh. Man, what's man? There's woman. Hugh is what? Dividing us amongst ethnic groups or backgrounds. Culture is important. Culture connects us. It's our essence. But we need to be able to be compatible again. Be able to truly identify hearts, you know? That which isn't spoken, but felt. That which isn't typed, but felt. That which isn't liked, but felt. Just something I wanted to share with y'all, man. I wanted to have this up live on Instagram, or Twitter, on Facebook, but had some technical issues dealing with that. Wanted to make this really interactive, but please comment. Please even shoot me a little email saying, man, you know what? Maybe you should try this, try that. Because Lord knows, I know there's a lot of different dating apps. I mean, shoot, I think there's like, shoot, this Wild, Mingle, Affair D, Curvy, Just Say Hi, Zing, Hookup, HUD, PFO Secrets, Mingle 2. But it's like, man, all of them things, man, they just data mining operations. It don't even seem like you could really make connections on there, man. If y'all know any real ones out there that work for y'all, please feel free to let me know. Send me a message or comment. As soon as I get this podcast up, I'm going to put this on SoundCloud, my SoundCloud page. It's Austin-J-AJ. Commune community. If you ever just not sure where to go, go to communecommunity.com and you'll see all the links to all the podcasts and everything else that I'm talking about. And we're just going to keep this going. We're going to keep this moving. We're going to keep informing the world and engaging the world. Because we can. It's the first time in history, man. Let's do it. Peace. One love. I'll see y'all later.